Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we heard the first gospel of the week, which was the Lord is coming up to a city, and as he is walking up to the city, there's a funeral procession going on, and a coffin is being taken out. A young man had died, and he left his mother, being a widow, and she was crying very much, and the Lord felt sorry for her, and he touched the carriers of the coffin, and they stopped the procession, and he walks up and he tells the young man to get up and stand up, and he resurrects him just like that by saying get up. And he got up, and he was able to console the mother and the widow. He was the only son probably that could have taken care of her, because all those times the children took care of their elderly parents. And this was the beautiful, of course, brought shock to some people that they haven't seen things like that. It's not common that somebody is being resurrected. But the Lord showed it to the people that he is the Lord, that he has the, in his self, he has the life. He can resurrect everybody. He can resurrect you and me. And we want that. We want the Lord to resurrect us. You say, well, we're not dead yet. Yes, we may be very well dead spiritually. We may not have that life in us that ties us together with the Lord. We don't have that love for the Lord yet, that we don't want to be separated from him. You know, this is what the Lord is asking us to have, the love. He sustains our life. He takes care of us all the time. Without his helping us or taking care of us, we have no life. And so, but we lose sight of him, and because we are kind of become dead with the all kinds of worries and everything that of the world. We're just tied up to this world and to everything of this world, and we should be able to start. If the Lord resurrects us, then we'll be able to see the Lord's presence in everything, starting from the little tree that we see in front of us, or the flowers and everything that God had created. And we'll start to see the Lord in each other. But we have to have love for that, to be able to do that. We have to be resurrected. Second gospel of today, which the Lord is telling the disciples, and actually talking to his own Father, the Creator and of the universe, together with him and sustainer of it. For he is part of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is our God, the one God in the three faces. And once the disciples asked the Lord, show us the Father. And he says, how long have I been with you? Don't you know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And today we are celebrating also the memory of the seven holy fathers of the seventh ecumenical council. And at that council they finally put a stop to these heresies of throwing out the icons and not allowing the people to kiss the icon and love our Lord through the icon and through the Theotokos, through the Mother of God, and many other heresies. They were finally condemned totally, and we're celebrating that. But what is means what the council, ecumenical council, condemned somebody, some heresy, and then excommunicate or anathematizes the people and the heresy. What means they sever them from the body of the Lord, of the church. Does it mean that we have to have hatred for them? No. No, we cannot have hatred for them. We have to feel sorry for them. We have to try to pray for them that they would come back to the truth. As you know, today we have that terrible organization called World Council of Churches. As they were trying to unify all the religions, and to my great sorrow, many Orthodox official churches have entered into that terrible organization. And there, in that organization, they're having a union together, and they're working together with those who have fought the icons, those who have not recognized the Mother of God, and even those who do not recognize that the Lord is God Himself, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is Creator of the whole universe. And with those people, the people are dealing as if on an equal basis. They are dealing with them as if they are their friends, and they all work for as if for one God. It used to be that there had to be a Trinity, they believe in a Trinity. Now, they don't even profess that. They even say now it's enough to just believe in one God, any way you want to believe in Him. As long as you believe in some God, that's enough for unifying you. And this is a terrible thing. My beloved, we cannot have anything to do with them. We have to guard ourselves. We have to love the truth. But we have to know the truth is worthless without the love. So if you, in your heart, don't have love, even for those who strayed away from the church and are not willing to plead with the Lord to somehow bring them about and bring them to salvation and bring them to the truth, we are not quite being a true disciple of the Lord, because the Lord is hurting. The Lord is hurting for every sheep, for everybody that has gone astray, that went away from His body. And this is what we have to feel. We have to realize that if we stand for the truth, it is not enough just for the truth. And the truth has to be with love. Our Lord, our God, is God of love. God of love and of truth. And we have to be trying to copy Him. We have to try to have that in ourselves. To be for the truth, have the truth, and also have the love. And we have to learn to love our enemies, to bless those who curse us, to do good to those who do us harm, and to truly try to pray for everybody, for them to be able to be brought to the salvation. This is what love is calling for us to do. But love without truth is not sufficient, is not God's way of being. We have to love, and we have to have the truth. We have to have the both. God is our God, is God of truth and God of love. When He stood before the pilot, He said, "Those who are going to go for the truth, they will follow Me." And of course, Pilate wasn't interested in the truth. He was all confused, as most people today are in the world. They're confused. They don't know where the truth is. Yet the truth is right in front of us. It's our Lord. It's our Lord is the truth. It's His gospel is the truth. And we have to follow Him, and we have to accept Him as a personal Savior. We have to love Him. We have to love Him more than we love ourselves, and more than we love anything or anybody. And this is what we have to try to do. Well, we are still not quite resurrected. We beg the Lord to resurrect us as He resurrected that young man, spiritually to resurrect us, so that we will be filled with the love for Him. We will have the love for Him and for all His creation, everything that He had made, and especially those who were made in His image. My beloved, we cannot do it on our own. We need God's help. We must realize and know it once and for all that the Lord said, "Without Me you can do nothing." And He meant it. And we must accept that. And we must accept it. That whatever we do, anything good, whenever we show mercy to somebody, it's not worth too much unless it's done for Christ's sake, unless we glorify God with it. And woe unto us if we start doing good things and help others even and so on, but we do it for not the glory of God, but for our own glory, or for our vanities, or so the people think good of us and so on. That's a no-no for us as Christians. We have to do everything for the glory of our Lord, our sustainer, our God, and the God of love, the one that showed us his love by dying for us on the cross to show us the way to the kingdom of heaven. May the Mother of God that is always out there looking out for our interest and always asking the Lord to bring us about to him so that we all can be finally unified with him, and when the time comes for us to depart this earth, we will not be afraid. We will be waiting to come to our Lord, which we have learned to love here with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, that it's time for us to go and to be with him forever. But here, don't waste the time. Let's not waste the time by all going away from the Lord and not feeling his presence, not being together with him. Let's try to cling to him because he is our God, our sustainer, and our beloved. Amen.